The latest winter storm continues to bear down on the Midwest, and we'll experience more of this as we go forward through the day today and into the day tomorrow. We'll look for both rain and snow evolving across parts of the region. The precipitation will be heavy at times. We've already seen a fair amount of precipitation occur across parts of the region, and it looks as though the outlook is going to allow for drier weather to come back in at the end of this week. Thursday, we'll see the transition into the drier air. Well, the forecast, it does promote both rain and snow across many areas today and tonight from its parts of eastern Missouri up to Michigan and eastward to the Atlantic coast. Most of the snow will be in the western part of this region, focusing on east central Missouri into Michigan as we go forward through the day today. As time goes along, though, tonight we'll likely see colder air working its way across the eastern Midwest, and as that colder air arrives, we'll see more of the rain changing to snow. The snowfall rates will be most significant from central Illinois to Michigan. Those areas will see anywhere from 2 to 6 inches of accumulation, with some potential upwards to 8 or 9 inches in a couple of locations. The rest of the precipitation in the form of snow will occur after most of the heavier rain has occurred, and accumulations will run a dusting upwards to a couple of inches. We'll look for the precipitation totals from this event to run 1 to 3 inches. We've already seen 1 to 2 inch amounts come out of Arkansas into south central portions of Indiana overnight, and there's been some totals coming up close to 2 inches from Kentucky southward into parts of the interior southeastern states. The storm system will become rather well wrapped up as we get into the evening and overnight tonight. We'll look for blizzard or near blizzard conditions to evolve in southeastern Canada as the storm system pulls out of the Midwest. Some breezy conditions will occur today and tomorrow across the part of the Midwest. Already this morning, wind speeds across parts of the region are getting up there into the range of 15 to 25 miles per hour. Those are sustained speeds, and we have seen some gusts getting up close to 30. So it will be a blustery day as we go forward in time, and tomorrow will likely be more of the same. The difference is that the wind will be even colder tomorrow. Temperatures this morning are running mostly in the 30s across the Midwest. We do have some 40-degree readings in parts of Ohio and down into Kentucky and southern portions of Indiana. The warm air will be pushed out of the region as the low pressure system moves across the heart of the region, and we'll see those temperatures becoming a little bit more chilly as we get out into the day tomorrow and on into Friday. The forecast continues to promote high temperatures today across a big part of the Midwest, running mostly in the 30s north, 40s south, except for Ohio and parts of eastern Kentucky, where we will see 50 and perhaps some 60 degree readings. The high temperatures tomorrow will be mostly 30s across a big part of the Midwest, a few 40-degree readings in Missouri, and a couple of spots in the far north a bit colder. We'll look for the cooler air to stay with us on Friday afternoon with a lot of 30 and 40-degree temperatures again expected. But the temperatures will warm up as we get into the weekend. Saturday will be back into the 40s and 50s. Even 60-degree readings will come back into areas for western Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska, and we'll see that warmth work its way to the lower Ohio River Basin area as we get into the end of the weekend. Down in South America, the forecast is still the same as yesterday. We expect to see most of the Argentina flooded areas seeing improving conditions over the next week to 10 days. Less precipitation and warm temperatures will help improve that situation. Crop damage is not likely to be very great, but there will be perhaps some impact. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.